This.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mass.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
But I'll probably hate it.
Well, here's your Celtics thought of the day, and that is, how come the Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, the Kyrie Irving New York Knicks thing keeps coming up? Why does it keep coming up? Why? How come it doesn't go away?
Because agents keep talking to reporters about it.
So why do agents keep talking about Kyrie Irving leaving, going to New York, playing with Jimmy Butler? Why do the agents keep doing that?
Because it's something that's been going on for the last 4 years or so.
And it's a possibility.
I think so, yes.
It's still a real possibility.
Yes.
Here's the latest. This was yesterday or the day before on Business Insider, of all things. Like, I don't know how they get the story, but they do.
Oh, even Business Insider getting into the world of takes. Okay.
Well, so, but maybe it's not takes. Maybe it's the business world, like Jimmy Stewart. Maybe it's business managers, agents, etc. And that's how Business Insider gets it. But Business Insider writes that a year out from what could be an enormous 2019 free agency in the NBA, there are rumors about the next potential super team. Two league sources told Business Insider that there is a buzz about the Boston Celtics' Kyrie Irving and the Minnesota Timberwolves' Jimmy Butler teaming up next summer, with one source saying the chatter is substantial. Both sources also said the New York Knicks and Brooklyn Nets could be well positioned to land the two players if they are indeed keen on teaming up. One source said, quote, "It wouldn't surprise me if either New York team or potentially both New York teams hit it big next summer." Well, this is nothing new. These reports have been out here for months. The Chicago Sun-Times, Joe Crawley, for example, reported in July that Irving and Butler had talks about how to team up. Crawley reported that in the summer of 2017, Butler, then with the Bulls, told the Bulls front office to try to trade for Irving before Irving officially requested a trade from the Cavs. The Bulls ended up trading Butler to the Minnesota Timberwolves. ESPN's Zach Lowe also called the chatter about Irving and Butler teaming up credible in July. They say that the Knicks have become an increasingly buzzy team in recent months, much like the Los Angeles Lakers were last year. Reports have indicated that the Knicks may also pitch Kevin Durant on signing with them if he hits free agency in 2019 or 2020.
In which case, the Celtics would keep Kyrie Irving.
Why?
Because he would then be the third wheel in that spoke.
And he can't stand being a third wheel?
That's what I think. I had heard the Durant thing about a month ago, about Durant and Butler and Irving, and if that scenario were to play out, Irving wouldn't go to the Knicks, he'd stay here.
Because he doesn't want to be the third banana.
Exactly.
So this Irving guy, I'm telling you.
I wonder if he likes even being the second banana. I don't know if you happen to see this. About a week ago, did you see the photo on Instagram the Celtics put out about, you know, the upcoming tickets going on sale for the season? And the player right up front was Gordon Hayward, and off to his right is Kyrie Irving. Even my girl said, she's like, oh, I wonder if he likes that. And I was like,
yeah, that was not a good look.
So,
what are you hearing, Jimmy?
I'm just saying the optics of it for Kyrie Irving must have been poor.
Well, because he cares about this crap.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. He wants to build his own team.
He cares about this crap. And this is going to be interesting for Stevens, because Gordon Hayward fancies himself that guy too, and his wife. And Gordon Hayward and his wife, they want to be right out front and center. Let me ask you this. How many effing videos have we seen of Gordon Hayward shooting baskets in the last 9 months or whatever it is, 10 months?
78.
Yeah, shooting baskets, you see him dunk, Mike?
4,000 every day. There's like three new videos dropping of Gordon Hayward shooting on a chair, shooting from the top of the key, shooting from the floor, dunking on somebody, dribbling, doing sprints, doing this, doing that, having a gender reveal in which he says, "Daddy's always happy." And now it's like every day there's 14 things about Gordon Hayward. Do you know why? Because Gordon Hayward wants to be the man. I've told you, you've got to watch this guy. This is a guy you got to worry about in terms of egos and sharing the ball and sharing the spotlight. This is the guy. He wants it, man. Gordon Hayward. Could you leave me alone for one day without another stupid video of you shooting in a gym or something every day with this guy? My God, what a glory hog. It's unbelievable.
Get off the internet.
Just a day. Let it rest for a day, dude. Just a day. Let it go one day without some video of you shooting a basketball.
I like Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, it might have been oversaturated a bit, but, you know, the guy did play all of 6 minutes last year.
And so what?
Showing the fans that, see, my leg is okay.
Okay,
the
I get
okay.
it.
I'll
like,
be back.
Once every couple months, this is where I'm at. Every day, Murray. Every stinking day. How many stories? How many columns? How many video? It's been a nonstop assault with Gordon Hayward and his injury. Nonstop.
Like, that's like green team or porn, though. They're going to love that.
I do.
See? Oh my God! I think it's just so
amazing.
It's gratuitous.
Gordo dropped
another
video.
So anyway, hold on. I just went on like three different digressions. So
back to Kyrie.
Reel it back in.
Back to Kyrie Irving.
I'm sorry. Where was I? So Kyrie Irving can't be the. I said he doesn't be the third guy. He won't even be the second guy. He's playing with LeBron James and going to the finals every single year, and that wasn't good enough for him.
1 year, 2 years, whatever.
I'm not looking for corrections, Hook. So now apparently these reports keep coming up, and he and Butler going to New York or Brooklyn. If Irving and Butler wish to team up, they could also look elsewhere, writes Business Insider. Irving is in a good spot with the Celtics and hasn't given any indication that he intends to leave. A team now poised to contend for the Eastern Conference. The Celtics also have the assets to pull off a trade for Butler if they wanted them to team up and not lose Irving. So I ask you, your thoughts on this. How come this story keeps coming up? And do you think Irving is a legit flight risk to join Jimmy Butler in New York? And if that's the case, should the Celtics be working to get Jimmy Butler so you have that super team?
I do think he's a real flight risk, and only because of only all the credible people that I trust talking about this. Look, the first person to really bring it up was Mike Gorman, the team broadcaster.
It's so true. Good
this
point.
This is true. I'm sorry I poo-pooed that.
It's a good point.
And that was, I remember, we all kind of got stopped in our tracks like, wait, what? I mean, the guy who's, as much as I love him, I think he's the best, you know, play-by-play guy here in the city.
Oh, no, he's a team employee.
But that was, I forget, I'm paraphrasing here, but he made it sound like, oh, there could be a potential of Kyrie leaving after 2019.
No, it was something about Kyrie Irving's future here, and it was something like, well, nothing's a given.
Right.
I don't think that's a given. You know,
which,
it was just a little, you know, it was something less than, yeah, Kyrie Irving's a Celtic.
Yeah.
It was, anything less than that is, get your attention from Mike Gorman.
So
agreed.
That was the first crack. And then, you know, Gasper, I trust, you know, him when he talks about the NBA, any of these, you know, guys from Ian Begley of ESPN to Zach Lowe. I mean, they're as plugged into the league as you can be. And Kyrie, he's a different cat. Like, I don't know, like, even though you're surrounded by
is he a different
talent,
cat, or is he just another one of these NBA guys that has to be the guy? Has to be the guy.
It's actually both. He has to be the guy, and he's a different cat.
You're right. I mean,
not all of these guys want to make stupid movies and be, you know, Hollywood superstars. I mean, there's that like 1% that do. And look, he is that good to be doing that. But I would think, if I was in his shoes, and you see, you know, the coach here, the young talent, and Tatum and Brown, and what this team can be, a legitimate juggernaut in the league for the next 5 to 7, 10 years, I would want to stay here. But no, it does seem
what
like
if he's
he
not
wants,
the guy?
Well, he seems like he wants to be the guy that builds it
what if
from...
The star here is... Who's the star here?
I mean, it should be him.
No, who's the star?
It is. It's
the
him.
Coach.
It's Kyrie Irving. Oh, no, well...
It's the coach. And if it's not the coach, it's the banners. It's the organization, right?
Like, it's the aura.
Right? I don't care.
Even Danny Ainge.
Well, I don't know if it's Ainge, but if you want to wrap Ainge into the organization, like, that's the star of the show here. The organization, the banners. And if anything, it's the coach. Like... Bird was the guy here, but I don't think Hayward or Irving or, I mean, I don't know if we'll see that guy again. I don't know if these guys rise to that level. They don't. They just don't. They won't. So Irving this will never be quote unquote his team, because it's going to be either about the coach or about the system or the banners, the organization, the Celtic pride, blah, blah, blah. It's never going to be Irving's deal, right? It's just not.
Yeah.
Can he handle that?
No.
Probably not. I mean, based, again, from the credible NBA talking heads and then how this guy's just whole ethos is, I could see him leaving. And he's from that area, and it seems like he would like to know he was the guy that resurrected the Knicks. Him, along with Jimmy Butler, Kristaps Porzingis, they have a new coach there in David Fizdale. It seems like they're going to have the money to make a run at free agents next summer. I think it's a legitimate threat.
So the one that is interesting is the Durant thing. And again, they can't all come at once because of, you know, the cap, but once they land a guy... Sign him to a one-year deal, re-sign him under bird rights, and then you get whatever you want. You know, like, there's a way to do it. Isn't there?
Yes.
Sure, there's a way to do it.
Cap space in the NBA can be maneuvered in a number of different ways.
It's just how you time out when you sign the contract, and then you sign him under bird rights, right? Like, that's just, you can do that. But no way, if Kyrie Irving can't, you know, he wasn't happy being the second guy to LeBron, and isn't happy competing for space here. Then, right. How could he handle playing with Durant? This Irving guy, I tell you, I don't know about this guy. He's a hell of a player, but Man,
I think
alive.
He's more into making movies than he is being an NBA star. So and I think he can do that in New York.
There's your Celtics minute.
So screw the entire upcoming season.
Says Hook.
No, they'll win the championship, and then he'll walk away, and he'll go to the Knicks for nothing.
Your thoughts on this? Our Patriots conversation, NFL coaching conversation, Red Sox is how we started. Whatever you want, your phone's next.
Felger and Mazz. The Sports Hub. Felger and Mazz.
I love it.
You were right, Mazz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Into winning. Kyrie has a LeBron complex or a Savior complex or I gotta get all the credit complex. Out on Kyrie. He's a flake. Kyrie wants to get credit. He doesn't want wins. You don't leave LeBron, who's a guaranteed finals appearance, got you a title, winning, and you don't leave Brad Stevens and the momentum of the Celtics winning to go to the worst run organization in sports. You're not going to make any more money there? Well, the shoe deals, that he's got a shoe deal. What are you going to get? Uncle Drew, the movie 2? You already got a movie. Rings, money, shoe deal, movie, winning. You left the best player, now the best organization. Kyrie Irving, you are officially a flake. And I am Mr. Pro Mobility.
I'm with Colin on that. What the hell does Kyrie Irving want? Really? What do you want?
It doesn't make sense to me. Again, if I'm in his shoes and I look at the young talent that's here, this coach, how long this team can be a juggernaut in the NBA, why would I want to leave here? Isn't it about titles? Isn't it about winning? So that leads me to believe it's about something else for this guy. To go to the Knicks, still run by James Dolan. So there was there was that rumor a couple of months ago that he was looking to sell. If it got bought by, say like Jay-Z or Snoop Dogg or some rappers that have a ton of money, put their money together, they pulled it together and they buy it, okay, it becomes a destination for a lot of these NBA type dudes. Like, they want to go there and rebuild the Knicks, fine. But James Dolan, who's more interested in his stupid band, that guy's an idiot. Why would you even want to go to that team?
Tool,
they're a disaster.
Box Snap-on toolbox. But Hook doesn't like us talking about this stuff. Remember what he said? Remember his rant last week about
this? Part of the rant.
Let's just relive it for a second.
And with the Celtics, it's like, you know what? Yeah, whatever. They're one of the best teams in the NBA probably this year. But in a year, Kyrie Irving's going to leave. He's going to join the Knicks. And then what are you going to be? Like, you've just entirely skipped an entire season to focus on whatever gloom and doom hides ahead. I mean, I'm spot on that one. Say what you will about the Red Sox.
Stu, have we skipped the season, or is it possible Kyrie's gone before the year?
I was worried about this a month ago. I'm still kind of worried.
We're not skipping the year, Hook. He could be gone in the short term. If he's going to leave for nothing after the year anyway, wouldn't you try and get something for him?
I believe a year ago I mumbled under my breath while Bedard was prattling on about something. The Celtics and Cavaliers are exchanging medical information, and then Isaiah Thomas was dealt for Kyrie Irving, the 23rd of August last year?
Okay. So it was that time of year, eh?
Yeah.
We're in this window.
So here's the other question. Do you trade him now before you lose him for nothing? Or do you try and get Jimmy Butler and satisfy him? And in which case, Jimmy, for Jimmy Butler, you're giving up, Jaylen Brown or this lottery pick? Or does Jimmy Butler fit on the team with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum still on it? And Gordon Hayward, there's just too many of those guys?
Yeah. Oh, the Celtics would have their pants off with the fact that they can just play all wings.
Still, something would have to give.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Would you rather have Jimmy Butler than Jaylen Brown?
If it meant keeping Kyrie Irving, then fine.
I want Jaylen Brown. I'd rather have Jaylen Brown because Jaylen Brown is younger and projects to be Jimmy Butler.
So you wouldn't trade the Sacramento pick and Jaylen Brown for Jimmy Butler, and now Kyrie Irving stays, and there's your team. You're all set.
He's staying. He signed an extension, then I make that deal. I do.
I'm not sure I would.
But I'm not trading him to another team that's not the Knicks, because I don't think the return's going to be that good, because he's not going to sign with them. What are you going to get? A draft pick?
Right.
There's also an issue with the position that Kyrie Irving plays. Is the point guard position is basically a whatever in the NBA, and there are 20 of 30 teams who have good point guard situations, and you're not going to get a good return for Kyrie Irving.
All right, so anyway, there's your Celtics thought. Sorry, Hook. John in Bridgewater, what do you got
Celtics.
What do you got, John?
Hey,
Hey, Mike, what's happening? You guys were kind of just touching on my point. Why would Kyrie want to go to New York to play with Butler and Durant? Like, he has a budding super team right here.
And your phone sucks so much I have to let you go.
I don't know. That's what doesn't make sense.
He said, why would Kyrie want to do that when he's got a budding super team here? And we're wondering, because he's not the man? Because they put Gordon Hayward out front in the season ticket, they market other guys over him, or the team's not about him. It's about the team, the organization, the coach. It's not.
They're not going to cater to a superstar, a diva type player like that.
And what is one of your commandments?
Which is?
One of your commandments is not to blame a guy for something before he does it.
That's right.
Something like that.
That's right.
You're sitting here.
All right, fine. That's great. You're eviscerating this guy and calling him all sorts of stuff and just questioning his character based on. What?
That I keep reading
these stories. He hasn't gone anywhere yet.
Where are these stories coming from?
The commandments were in the old studio.
And oh, by the way, it's fine. I'm not. He hasn't bolted yet. I'm just telling you, I'm beginning to wonder about the guy. Like, what does he want? What are his priorities? What are his values?
What are you wondering based on what are you, just these reports from unnamed people?
No, these are reputable NBA talking head types that work for ESPN. Oh, ESPN lies.
I don't even care about ESPN.
Shut up for a second.
Oh my, I'm getting the intern treatment now.
Zach Lowe, who is probably the most credible NBA source, gives credence to the Jimmy Butler wants to play with Kyrie Irving in New York. I put a lot of stock in that.
So I also believe the reports.
Go, your light's on.
I also believe the reports, but they could be wrong. So I'm not totally eviscerating the guy. I'm just telling you, I'm beginning to wonder, like, what is it you want, dude? And how could I not think about the movie thing and the off court thing? Since he decided not to show up for Game 7 and sit on the bench and help his teammates because he didn't want to look bad because he just got a nose job for the movie junket.
Okay.
So like, am I allowed to look at that and go?
Sure.
What's up with that?
Yes.
So I think the team does too. By the way, I think they wonder about that as well. Jim in Rhode Island with a Patriots thought. Hi, Jim.
Hey, you guys, hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I want to make a short statement and then a quick question, and I'll let you guys talk about it. Despite the fact that the Patriots in the past have gotten the likes of Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, LeGarrette Blount, they've all gone to the Super Bowl with those players. My question is this. With the receivers that they have in camp, outside of Edelman and Gronk, any of those receivers better than Dez Bryant?
Nope, not even close. Not even close. They take a flyer on Eric Decker, and he can't run routes, and he can't catch, and he's just apparently been a total basket case down there for the 2 weeks he's been there. So I've reached the stage, which is fine. Bring me Dez Bryant. You know me. I'm not into that pain-in-the-ass receiver. But when you have Devin Lucien and something named Paul Turner, have you ever heard of Paul Turner there, Hook?
Oh, he's great.
Paul Turner.
Sure.
He works in IT, like you said.
He's in the accounting department. He's on the second floor here.
If you want me to fix that, you have to put in a ticket. Paul
Turner and Devin Lucien in this group, bring me Dez Bryant on a one-year make good like you did with Moss, like you did with Dillon, like you did with Blount. Just don't get stupid and then give him a second deal. That's where you get into trouble with all these guys. 1 year make good, see you later. They handled it perfectly. In hindsight, with Darrelle Revis. Not that I knew it at the time, because I was railing on them to keep Darrelle Revis. But they nailed it, man. 1 year, rehab your image, get your ring, then you go get your money somewhere else, and we don't got to deal with you, you pain in the ass, and see you later. It's time to pull that with Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I wasn't into it, but now I am. Again, it's because Decker was the guy that I wanted them to bring in, but apparently he has two stone hands now, can't make any catches at training camp, doesn't feel like he's going to end up being a good fit. And talking to a friend who works in Tennessee and covered the team last year, said he almost cost them their spot getting into the playoffs because of the same issue. He couldn't catch the ball last year. A decent game against Kansas City. But other than that, Decker doesn't look like he's going to be a fit. But the rest of the lineup, Patterson, Britt, again, this Paul Turner in IT, Dorsett, who almost blew out his knee yesterday, but he can't catch the ball. Edelman's going to be out for a month. It's a mess. Oh, I was right to be worried about this. You were out at the time. Weeks ago, we were previewing going into camp. Maz was in the one chair, and he was like, what's your biggest issue? Because his was defense. I was like, the wide receiving core. Look at the wide receiving core. Who's going to be that guy, especially in the first month? Third and got to have it that Brady's going to look to and trust. At that time, Jordan Matthews was still here. I kind of felt okay about him. Now he's gone. Decker, Patterson, Paul Turner in IT, Devin Lucien.
IT director Paul Turner.
I can't fix that without a ticket being put in.
He and Frank Webb would make for a great team in fixing stuff.
This is what we do. But it's true. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, Dez Bryant is ordinarily someone I would never touch, want nothing to do with that. But desperate times, and so I'm a yes on Dez Bryant now. And until he signs in Cleveland, I mean, make a call. Make a call and talk to him. Look him in the eye. See if you can get a year out of him. If you can just straighten out his act and act like a normal human being for 1 year, that's all you need. 1 year, and then you let him go.
It's an easy sell. Cleveland or us? Huh? Who would you rather play with? Tom Brady or, you know, look, it's Baker Mayfield, rookie. Come on. Don't you want to play with the best?
Let's go right back to your phones after Hook's update.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Every afternoon, Felger and Mass bring you the science of sports.
Stupid me.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two down, two balls, two strikes on Cabrera. Swing and a miss. Oh. Leon will pick it up and throw on to first. Yes. Got him! That ends the ball game. The Red Sox win it 2-1. The win every day Red Sox come in and knock off the Phillies in game number one of the two-game series. It ends on a strikeout.
So Red Sox bullpen nails it down last night in Philly. Two scoreless innings. How do you feel about it? John in North Adams, how do you feel about it?
Hey, how you doing? I love your show. The Red Sox bullpen drives me crazy this year. They have a 1-2-3 run lead. The pitchers come in, ball one, ball two, ball three, ball four. The minute they get to that point, the manager should come in, get them the hell out of the game, and they don't even get in the next game.
What if it's Kimbrel who's doing that? John, what if it's Kimbrel who's doing that?
You know what? I'm sick of his crap, too. It's just getting sickening.
John, are you listening on the radio or watching on TV?
I'm watching on TV.
Okay. Hey, Ben at NBC Sports Boston, put up the Kimbrel pitch chart on that first at-bat. So Kimbrel comes in, John. Look at this chart.
Yep.
Because Nesson threw up something similar, and I snapped it on my phone, and then we went back and got it from a different source. But Kimbrel walks the leadoff batter. Up a run, ninth inning, walks the leadoff batter. And when I'm telling you he had no idea where those pitches were going, when you look at it, one was about 2 feet inside, two were about a foot outside, one was another foot low. He painted the corner twice, but he didn't mean to hit it. When you talk about literally no idea where it was going, that was Craig Kimbrel last night.
That sucks. I have a 36-year-old son who plays in a hardball league in North Adams. I have more confidence with him on the mound. I mean, it's just sickening. You know, these guys get paid this kind of money. Throw strikes.
Okay, so that's Maz's big thing.
That guy was awesome.
About this team's ability to throw strikes and not walk batters. And that leadoff walk last night in the ninth was just classic. Classic Kimbrel just whipping it, having no idea where it was going.
Yeah, it felt like a couple of years ago, because remember he had control issues in 2016, and it's also indicative of his last eight outings. I'm looking at the stats here. He's allowed runs in five of those eight outings. In total, his earned run average, 6.48 over 8 1/3, 13 strikeouts, 7 walks, and a couple of home runs, and one of those walks, that first batter last night. And just overall with the bullpen, like, it just feels like if it's not one guy, it's another. And one of those guys being Kimbrel right now is an even bigger concern, because Henry comes in, clean eighth, he looked good. But, you know, he's been getting hit hard as of late. So if it's not Henry, it's Kimbrel. If it's not Kimbrel, it's Joe Kelly. If it's not Joe Kelly, it's Matt Barnes. It's someone on the wheel of gutless bums.
Hook, how do you feel about the Red Sox pitching? You're supposed to be Mr. Optimist. You know, let's just enjoy this. Let's just enjoy it.
Well, they got the win, didn't they?
So it's enjoy-
Listen, I don't love it. The bullpen was the one area that Dave Dombrowski needed to go get somebody, and he didn't do it. He didn't do it. Like, the places I wanted a new second baseman, he got that guy, Ian Kinsler. I wanted a new starting pitcher. He got that guy, Nate Eovaldi. He's probably as good as he could get. Where is my relief pitcher? Where is he? He's nowhere out there. Now we're midway through August. We're going to get all the way through the waiver period or whatever this is. There are still people out there. He's not going to get any of them.
I don't think he's going to. And I think whoever he gets will be blocked by someone else, because the way that waiver process works is, you know.
There are guys passing through waivers now. So there are guys who have gone through waivers.
Okay, I don't think there's going to be anyone of use to the Red Sox that the Yankees or the Astros let get through, because they can claim them first.
Right.
And then the Red Sox, then the Yankees or Astros claim them, and then the existing team pulls them back. And I just think the Red Sox can get blocked on whoever they want, because they have the best record in the league. They're last in that order. So I think I agree that they're getting Bupkis. They're getting Bupkis. But the scary thing now is it's not just that the middle guys, the 7th and 8th inning guys, it's Kimbrel, who can't find the strike zone. And I'm sorry, Philly totally let him off the hook last night. They started swinging at crap. That leadoff batter who got the walk, and I don't know if they pinch ran for him or not, but whoever, that runner had the base stolen a couple times, and they kept swinging, you know, kept fouling balls off and taking away the stolen base, and just totally... I think the Phillies totally let Kimbrel off the hook.
And, you know, we spent a good chunk of this year saying, well, they have to manage Chris Sale. They have to manage Chris Sale so he's ready for October. You know, maybe we missed the – maybe they needed to manage Craig Kimbrel, too. And maybe they're –
fair point.
They have nobody in front of him, so they're using him more than they should. And now he's going to be burnt out in October, and suddenly he's going to be a concern.
We've got Chuck in Boston with a Patriots thought. Go ahead, Chuck. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? Ran into you a few times at Sandbar this summer.
There you go, Chuck.
Quick question for you. What's Dwayne Allen still doing on this team? He seems dead weight to me. If you move that salary, I mean, it should bring enough space to bring in Dez.
Oh, Chuck, I've been ranting about that for the last couple days. Well, what? Dwayne Allen at $5 million? And again, just to put it in context, he's the seventh highest paid player on your team.
That's insulting.
In terms of, you know, cap numbers, call it, right? So if you go by cap numbers, he's got the seventh highest cap figure on the team for a guy last year who caught one touchdown, 10 passes in total, one touchdown, and is just, I'm sorry, not a factor in the passing game. And I don't care how well you block as a tight end. I don't think you could be the greatest blocking tight end in the history of pro football. I don't think that's worth $5 million. So, like, that's one that just, because the context was we're talking about Brady and this contract and them pushing $5 million of dead money into next year and $5 million in incentives added onto the cap this year and that $5 million is like a big deal all of a sudden. Just whack Dwayne Allen. You cut him.
You carry a fullback. James Devlin's job is to block and occasionally go out and get a pass, and he can actually catch. So you have him do that job. He blocks. What do you need this guy for?
Convert a tight end, find a guy off the street. The blocking tight end should be one of the lowest paid guys. I think, call me crazy, but a guy who just blocks, a guy who catches one touchdown and 10 balls the entire year, $5 million? Like what? Is that hush money, Jimmy? What does Dwayne Allen have on the Patriots? He's got to have something on him.
He was the snitch last year, wasn't he?
How is he still here? That's right.
Right.
What was the story? What was he snitching again?
I don't remember what he was snitching, but yeah, he was a snitch last year.
He was one of the sources for Wickersham.
Maybe that's what it was. It was either that or he was trash-talking Brady.
Was that the rumor? Yeah.
But yeah, he was a snitch last year. That's
right.
Why he's still here.
I don't know. We just figured it out. He's one of the unnamed players that trashed Brady.
Yeah, and the Seth Wickersham story.
Which is what Bill has. Bill needs those guys.
Right.
I love it. That's true. But that was the rumor, right? That he was one of the. And that's not. I'm not making any accusation. I'm just saying, like, his name.
No, I'm saying there's some rumor and innuendo that Dwayne Allen was a snitch last year to the media.
I just want to know how is he still here? How is he
hush
still,
money?
He could not have been any worse last year.
So do him and Pat Chung share a house?
They're all horny for the $5 million in cap space, yet this guy's still here, and now he's hurt. So, like, you can't cut him. So, anyway, that's something I've been ranting about. Aren't you glad I keep going back to it? Long commercial-free segment is next.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5. Sports Hub.
But I am enjoying this Red Sox team now, and I enjoy the Celtics, and sports is not only about the postseason. Yes, I understand in Boston we are incredibly spoiled, and if it doesn't culminate in a championship, why even bother trying? But there are 81 games that are played at Fenway Park that people go and pay money to watch because why? It's supposed to be entertaining. People pay money to go watch 40 games played at the Garden by both, and maybe you guys like the Bruins, I don't know, but they watch the games to enjoy the game in and of itself. And so, yes, you can focus on what the future has in store, and maybe it's better for some teams and worse for some, but maybe, just maybe, every once in a little while, for guys who are only working 4 hours a day at more money than most people out there make, maybe just try to enjoy the job a little bit, all right? Maybe just try to enjoy it a tiny little bit and stop telling fans that they're effectively stupid for enjoying these games, because come October, David Price is going to lose and the Red Sox will be out of it, so why did you even bother?
Again, Hook's still ranting. That's from last week. We just keep replaying it. People loved it so much. Yet again, full disclosure, Hook, Red Sox in the first round, you have them winning or losing?
I don't have them winning.
And why?
just because I don't think their pitching is good enough.
Specifically?
Their bullpen.
And specifically?
Well, really, everyone in the middle and David Price.
And David Price, yes. Thank you. So the very things you yelled at us for last week, you believe.
No! In fact, very much the opposite. You need to enjoy these games now all the more because they're going to lose an October. Enjoy
now,
this.
There's a storm coming.
Because it's not going to be great in October.
I like it. Jane in Florida, what stood out to you in the game last night? Oops, sorry. Jane in Florida. Sorry, what stood out to you last night?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Jane.
I have two things to tell you or ask you. Am I the only one that thought Porcello made a bonehead move into sliding into the base the other night?
Of course it was dumb.
Everybody thought, everybody was praising him, and oh, my goodness, yada, yada, yada. I said to my husband, am I the only one that thinks he's crazy? He could have broken his arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jane, who was the last Red Sox pitcher to dive headfirst into second base? He was going the other way, but Wright, the knuckleballer, who was having a great year,
right.
Is caught off second, and he dives back. He wasn't, it was on a double, but it was on a pickoff or something, right?
Yeah, it was in L.A.
John Farrell pinch ran for him, the idiot. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're...
It was one of the 10 losses John Farrell was responsible for.
Stupid play by Porcello last night. What's your second point, Jane?
Okay, all right, you're going to laugh at this one, but that's okay. Every Friday, my husband watches your show every day, but on Friday when you say agenda-free Friday, for years I thought you were saying agender-free Friday, and for ages and ages I never said anything, and finally I said to my husband, what are they talking about? Where do they find all these people with no gender?
I know that Hook is a different looking cat, but that's not what we're referring to, okay? Yeah. Nothing to do with that.
It's gender free.
Next to
Friday.
The hat wearing dude with the sunglasses, yeah. I'm the one who looks different.
Gender free Friday.
We are in Massachusetts.
Let's go get a sponsor for that.
Right.
Bob in Maine. Yes, Bob, what do you got for us?
Guys. Thanks for taking my call. All things considered, given the way the Red Sox are going right now, if there's no major injuries, nothing changes, they approach the league record for wins and go in home field throughout the playoffs, and they end up losing, is that going to be as bad as the Patriots going at 18-1? And one other thing, just about the steroid era.
Hey, Bob.
JD Martinez is having a great year. Mookie's going crazy. But I really can't appreciate it until I hear 2 years from now that they're not on steroids. You know what I mean? I'm not accusing them of being on it, but it makes you wonder when they go crazy. You know what I mean?
Here's how you look at it. Just assume that all the pitchers are on it. So everyone's on something.
This is where I'm with Hook. Just enjoy it. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, enjoy it. The first thing, nothing will approach 17-0 and losing that game as a 17-point favorite or whatever it was. And gagging it the way you gag, nothing will approach
18
that.
Eighteen and
18-0 going into that ball game, and so there's not, there'll never be a comp.
No, but I do think though. I mean, if they finish at 115, the expectations will be higher. With each win, the expectations raise.
It will be a huge disappointment, a huge gag, and not only is the 115 forgotten, it becomes like a albatross. It becomes like a point of mockery. Like,
the Mariners have never let that 0-1 season down.
But I mean, just look back at 07 and 16-0. I mean, don't you look back at that and sort of, I don't know, you don't look back at 16-0 as a pleasant thing or a great accomplishment or something that makes you feel good as a Patriots fan. It makes you feel worse. Right?
It did to me. That 16-0 banner for years until they finally rightfully took it down was a testament to failure. Get that thing out of my face.
So it won't be as bad, but it's on the road to it. It'll be bad. It'll be bad. You have to convert something. You've got to at least get to the ALCS and then see what happens. And I think it's getting to the stage where you got to get to the World Series. I mean, you keep talking about the way the Yankees are trending and how Severino's pitching and how Verlander's pitching in Houston, and Houston having lost, was it 7 straight home games?
Nine
straight home games, and now Trevor Bauer in Cleveland.
It's all setting up for the Red Sox to go on a deep run.
It's getting to the point they better get to the World Series. Better, absolutely. I thought he was going to ask me the old cliche question, which I hate doing, but let me just do it here.
I hate it, but let's do it.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
I hate
so
it.
So let's do it.
Well, no, because this is a little different because we're going to narrow it down to two teams and not, you always ask that cliche question, who's most likely to win the next championship in Boston? Let's just not do that. Let me ask you this. Who do you have more confidence in winning the championship this year, the Patriots or the Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Well, it's clear for me it's the Patriots.
Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Yeah.
Red Sox. Red Sox. Yeah. Red Sox.
Right now, this Pats team's got 10-6 written all over them.
I don't know. I just think, boy, they're in a... It hasn't looked good. The roster doesn't look right. The things surrounding Tom Brady don't look right. And when Brady is surrounded by crap, he makes the most out of it, and they go far, but they don't go all the way. They didn't make it to the Super Bowl in 06. They didn't make it in 2013. When he, you know, I just think those years when the weapons around him have been so depleted, they don't go. And so, like, that's why I look at that receiving core. I'm like, how's he going
to
do this?
Yeah. I know they'll still win the East and probably win a round or two in the playoffs, but I don't expect them to go to the Super Bowl and win the damn thing this year.
I think I have more faith in the Red Sox, if you can believe it.
Yeah, well.
I'm wrong?
Tell me who's pitching the 7th and 8th inning. Tell me, is David Price starting game 2?
Probably. Yep.
Yeah, all right. Well,
Price is starting game 2. All
I'll
right.
take whatever version of Rashea Caldwell they have over David Price in game 2.
Okay, here comes Marshall Hook with an update. 90 seconds, no commercials. Your phone's on everything we've hit on today, and it's been a lot. And we'll do that all in the final hour, so don't go anywhere.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.